Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to chapter 7, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 1. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. My theme for reflection is living a life dedicated to God. Living a life dedicated to God. Have you ever considered what it means to be truly set apart for God in a world that often stands in opposition to his values? In 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to chapter 7, verse 1, Paul provides guidance on living a life distinct from the world. He addresses the Christians in Corinth, warning them against being yoked with unbelievers. This metaphorical expression highlights the danger of forming deep influential relationships with those who do not share the same commitment to Christ. Paul's concern is not about casual interactions, but about partnerships that can lead believers away from their devotion to God. The core of Paul's message is about the incompatibility between the values of God's kingdom and the values of the world. He uses strong contrasts: righteousness versus lawlessness, light versus darkness, Christ versus Belial, to emphasize the spiritual divide. For Paul, being unequally yoked means allowing worldly values and idols to influence and detract from one's commitment to God. Paul reminds us that as believers, we are the temple of the living God. God's presence dwells among us, calling us to live lives that reflect his holiness. This requires a conscious separation from the sinful practices and influences of the world. However, this separation is not about physical withdrawal, but about maintaining spiritual purity and integrity. My dear friends, this passage speaks to the subtle ways we can become entangled with the idols of our culture. These idols might not be statues of ancient gods, but can be seen in the pursuit of wealth, power, pleasure, and personal success. While these pursuits can have their place, they become problematic when they overshadow our devotion to God. As Christians, we are called to examine our lives and relationships, ensuring that they align with our faith and values. This might mean making difficult choices about the influences we allow into our lives, whether through media, relationships, or career ambitions. It is a call to prioritize our relationship with God above all else, recognizing that true fulfillment and identity are found in him alone. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the modern day idols that you might be unknowingly yoked with, and how can you begin to separate yourself from them? Number two, in what practical ways can you ensure that your relationships and pursuits reflect your commitment to God's values? Heavenly Father, thank you for the clarity of your word and the call to live lives set apart for you. Help us to recognize the idols and influences that can draw us away from you. Give us the strength to separate ourselves from anything that defiles us and to walk in the purity and holiness that you desire. May we be ever aware of your presence among us, living as true temples of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.